President Trump, scammer Ilhan Omar should be jailed over Minnesota's billions in fraud. By Amy Furr on January 31, 2026. President Donald Trump had a fiery message for Minnesota's Democrat leaders on Saturday, saying the fraud in Minnesota is bigger than initially projected. The president zeroed in on Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Governor Tim Walz, DMN. When he wrote in a Truth Social post, "The theft and fraud in Minnesota is far greater than the $19 billion originally projected. The Biden administration knew this fraud was happening, and did absolutely nothing about it." Scammer Ilhan Omar and her absolutely terrible friends from Somalia should all be in jail right now or, far worse, send them back to Somalia, he continued. Governor Walz is either the most corrupt government official in history, or the most incompetent. Even a very low IQ person, of which there are many, should have known what was going on in Minnesota. President DJT. The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ. Under former President Joe Biden opened an investigation into Omar's finances when reports suggested her net worth grew by $30 million after she was elected, according to a recent New York Times article. Per Breitbart News. Most recently, Representative James Comer, RKY, said he would subpoena Omar's husband, Tim Minot, over the couple's suspicious net worth. As Breitbart News reported last year, Omar and Minot's financial documents indicate that by the end of 2024, the pair had a net worth of anywhere from $6 million to $30 million. The billions of dollars in welfare fraud linked to Minnesota's Somali community has raised questions as to what Omar knew and when she knew it, the outlet reported in December. Reports say that Omar has many close ties to organizations, businesses, and individuals named in the various cases that have uncovered massive fraud of Minnesota's overly generous welfare schemes, cases that total up to more than $1 billion in stolen taxpayer money, the article read. Omar has denied being worth millions and claimed conservatives were unfairly targeting her. Despite the pushback, Trump has accused Omar and Walz of using U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, operations and the protests and riots against the federal agents as a way to distract from the fraud scandal. He has also called for Omar to be criminally investigated, according to Breitbart News. Omar, who is Somalia-born, represents Minnesota's 5th congressional district and is already the subject of a House Oversight Committee investigation into her and husband Tim Minot's finances, the outlet reported January 23.